It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. A Savannah civil rights activist died 14 years ago today. Wesley Wallace Law, known as W.W. Law, he served as the president of the Savannah chapter of the NAACP from 1950 to 1976. Now the city of Savannah is preserving W.W. Law's collection. It includes photographs, books, letters, and other things. Luciana Spraker is the director of Library and Archives for the city of Savannah, and she oversees the collection. Good morning, Luciana.
Morning.
Also with us is someone who knew Law personally, Edna Jackson, former mayor of Savannah, and considered Law her mentor. It's good to have you as well, Edna.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Edna, introduce us to W.W. Law, what kind of person he was, what kind of man he was.
Mr. Law was a person that was there to preserve, to get the rights for everyone in the city of Savannah. If you recall, it was a segregated city back in the day, and he instilled in us the values and why we should get out there and work for social justice. He was an unassuming kind of man who did not look for the glory in any way whatsoever. But before he would put you out there in the streets, he made sure that you understood what you were doing, why you were doing, and he gave us the history of the African-American community and of the nation.
He had, Edna, a pretty warm love for the city of Savannah, and he often told people that he wouldn't have been able to get a college degree Georgia State College at the time, were that not located in Savannah. What kept him so tightly bound to the city of Savannah?
I do feel that Mrs. Law was bound because, you know, coming out of a very poor family in our community, he knew that in order for African Americans to achieve, that we had to come together. And he instilled in everyone that you can be whatever you wanted to be. And of course, when you talk about Richard R. Wright and the history of Savannah State University, you will also realize that he will tell you that we will rise, and that is what W.W. Law was telling the young people. So he was one that wanted to make sure that you had every opportunity possible to be whatever you want it to be.
Let's hear a little bit of his voice. This is from the documentary W.W. Law in His Own Words, and he's talking about the period of time when he was drafted into the Army for World War II.
All through the whole equation, blacks have had to prove themselves. We were proving ourselves at the beginning, and we did it in World War I and thought when we came back that we would have our opportunities to be full-fledged Americans and to participate in the fruits of our country. We were denied it. We went into World War II with the same idea. It was not easy, but we had to fight for a chance to go to the battle lines.
So, Chana, we're talking about a man whose life spanned some of the most important developments of the 20th century. What kind of things are in the collection?
Well, the collection both reflects his personal life and his work in the community. It basically comes out of his house. So it's a mixture of things. It has a very large photograph collection, which has both personal family images, but also images from his NAACP work. So we see a lot of images from the civil rights era of marches and demonstrations and mass meetings. Also images that capture the history of Savannah's African-American community, so churches and historic structures and sites. There's a very large art collection. Mr. Law collected art that both captured the Savannah region and local Georgia region, but also he was collecting African-American artists, both from around the nation, but also new emerging artists that he was trying to help get a start. So artists like Jonathan Green and local artists like Ken Harrington, who he wanted to give an opportunity to exhibit and get started. He has a huge book collection. Anybody who knew Mr. Law would tell you that he was never out without a pile of reading material under his arms. He was receiving numerous newspapers every day, and that's exhibited in his collection as well. But he has books on every single topic. What I've learned about Mr. Law just from his collection is he had an appetite for every subject. The man was interested in not just African-American history, but museums and American history. He just was into everything, and he wanted to share that with everybody as well. We also have a huge awards collection, which I think is a testimony to how much people admired him and appreciated the work he was doing for the community. Another very large component of the collection is his music collection. We have processed the first phase of that, which is the Shellac collection, which has over 500 albums, over a huge variety of genres, including jazz and spirituals and classical music, which is really interesting to, again, showing.
And people can listen to that music when they go to visit the collection?
Well, right now it's available for intellectual research, so they can research the topics and the album artwork, which is great for people who are interested in art and graphic design. We don't currently have playback service, but they can take the information and go and access digitized surrogates that are available online through other outlets.
Right.
And then the NAACP collection, which is a huge part of this collection. You already mentioned he was president of the local branch for 26 years. And prior to that, he was involved with the youth NAACP here in Savannah.
Well, let's talk a little bit, Edna, about his work, especially through the NAACP. He seemed to have been a very patient man. Let's again hear a little bit of his voice from that documentary.
That's what it was all about. To set this country right. We've been wrong all of that time. Exclusion is not the way then, nor is it now.
So, Edna, they originally filed suit against the Savannah-Chatham Public School System to desegregate the schools in 1962. That case took years because the judge just held on to it and delayed it, and yet he never let go until the schools were finally desegregated. What kept him patient all that time?
I think because he realized he had the support of the people behind him. That was Stell versus Board of Education. And you were talking about young people that he had motivated here in this community through our youth council. At that time, we had the largest youth council in the country. And he always was the one that wanted us to understand that the fight never ends until you get some kind of results.
I'm speaking with former Savannah Mayor Edna Jackson, who knew WW.Law personally, and Luciana Spraker is the Director of Library and Archives for the City of Savannah, overseeing the collection of WW.Law's papers. One more time, let's take a listen to WW.Law speaking for himself.
As a result of my involvement in civil rights, even as a student, those who hired in the school system, and that was the only place for me at that time, did not want a radical, an agitator, teaching. And these were blacks who were allowed to select other blacks to teach in the schools. I was given no offer.
Edna, he also lost his job at the post office, and it required an effort from as high as the president, JFK, to get his job back. What was his response for the price he paid for his civil rights activities?
Well, he was a humble man, and he realized that you have to make those sacrifices. It can't be about self. It was about the people to him. And that is some of the differences that you have in today's society and what happened in those days. He was about making sure that that he was taking care of everybody. And he never gave up. I do remember when he lost his job at the post office, and they thought that that would bring him down. But because the people rallied behind him, and because of the leadership within the organization, and because of people like Gene Gadsden and Aaron Buschbaum, who fought hard to get his job back and going as high as we had to go, and the NAACP, even on the national level, that fought very hard, he was able to be successful. Do you know that WW.Law never drove a car? He carried the mail bag on his shoulder. People would pick him up and take him down to the post office, but that was the way. He just made those sacrifices, you know, for the city of Savannah. Savannah is the way that it is when you're talking about integration, desegregation, because of Wesley Wallace Law. It is because he persevered the entire time. He didn't think about self. He thought about people.
So then, Luciana, as an archivist and professional librarian, what do you learn? I mean, going through all these mountains of photographs and books and letters and, as you say, music and art, what do you take away about W.W. Law, not only as a man but as a historic figure, from this collection?
Well, I think his collection certainly shows his wide range of activities and impact on the community. We see from his NAACP correspondence how much people relied on him and his advice, turned to him continually for help, came back afterwards to thank him for helping them. I think that going forward, this collection will be an inspiration to new generations who need somebody to look up to as they struggle with, you know, new challenges going forward. And what can we learn from the past? I mean, W.W. Law is somebody that I think can continue to inspire us and lead us, even though he's not here with us today.
We have about a minute left, Edna Jackson, and I wonder if you would expand on what Luciana just mentioned, because even at the time that W.W. Law was active, there was a rift between civil rights leaders in Savannah, and W.W. Law came down very firmly on the side of nonviolence and non-disruption.
You're absolutely correct, because that is how he trained and taught everybody in the art of demonstrating. He persevered, as I said earlier, but it kept our community together. Even though there were two organizations working, the Crusade for Voters with Hosea Williams and W.W. Law through NAACP, we were still able to make a lot of progress here in this community, and the people chose him to continue to in that leadership role. And we were able to be successful. So it was a case where there was a need for a lot of people to get involved, and we did that. And W.W. Law told the story better than anybody else could do it. He persevered. Yeah. He taught us. He led us. And I'm just happy that he crossed my path, or I crossed his.
That is former Savannah Mayor Edna Jackson. She knew Law personally, and Luciana Spraker is the Director of Library and Archives for the City of Savannah and oversees the new W.W. Law collection. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Savannah civil rights activist W.W. Law passed away 14 years ago today.